But I was curious to know if you ever get called Nicholas.
Sometimes, but you know, my last name's Radovanovich, so it's just when people find that out, like it's gone from Nick Rado to Nicholas Radovanovich. It's a totally different person.
Nicholas Radovanovich.
Yeah, he'll be my crime fighting guys. I think so.
The Cape Crusader.
Yeah, definitely. I want to kind of chat to you because, like, I'm going to throw a question out there, and you just take it what you will.
Okay.
But dancing in nightclubs.
Yeah.
What's your take on it? Do you like it? Do you think it's...
Well, it exists. I know it exists.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen it.
You don't have to put that in Wikipedia. Be honest, what's your best dance move? There must be one move that you throw out and just go, I'll throw this out there, and if no one's buying it, I'm off the dance floor.
Well, do you know what? I do a finger point.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Both hands. It's kind of, I'm pointing, I've got my thumb upwards, my finger outwards.
Almost like a gun.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
Well, yeah, it is, but it's like, I'm a dangerous weapon when dancing. That's the message I want to get across.
Dangerous weapon while dancing or a slightly camp cowboy. I was on the tube the other day and there was like basically the biggest... It was the biggest faux pas I think you can make doing the sound effect. It was a young guy, like maybe early 20s kind of thing, and he was on the tube. And there was a couple other people around. I was standing up, and it was all kind of quiet. And then there was quite a large an American guy on the tube, and he was there. And honest, this is the most truest story I've ever told, right? Yeah. Honest to God, the large American guy dropped something. I think it was like a pen or something. And the 20-year-old guy, as he was bending over, went, bum, 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 bum. And to which I've just gone, this is singularly the most embarrassing yet hilarious moment that I've ever encountered.
What noise did he make?
He went pom 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 pom.
To express how large the man was.
Yeah, I guess basically.
What did he think was going to happen?
I don't know.
That's not a compliment in any way.
I think he was thought it in his head and he goes, oh, this will be funny in my head. But he just did it out loud.
That's not cool. What did the American guy do? That's an awful situation.
I don't know, but I wish he'd just turned around and just went, excuse me, sir, when I bend over, can you please not make the noise of a tuba? That would have been good, but I think he just kind of just was a bit embarrassed and got off at Leicester Square.
That's outrageously good.
So this is one from the Oscar winner, rapper and Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith.
Oh, right. Of course, yeah, I've heard of him.
And it's quite a nice little story, you know. So Will Smith's dad, right, destroyed a wall at his work and said to Will, aged 11, and his brother, aged 9, I want you to rebuild that wall. And they both said, oh, it's impossible. And he said, it is possible if you rebuild it one brick at a time. So a year and a half later, they finished building the wall. Then their father said to them, now don't let anyone ever tell you that something is impossible. And that is the reason why Will Smith is so successful.
That's touching.
And his brother's a bricklayer. There we go. A little bit of a joke there.
Don't reel me in like that. And I thought that was real. I thought there's something to be learnt there for everyone.
It's a real story, but you just haven't heard from his brother. That's all I'm saying. I wanted to know what, if you've ever been in the situation, but I was basically sitting in this audition, right? And the girl was kind of going through my CV and it was all going fine. She's going, whatever. And then I was sitting across from her and then I farted.
You what?
Yeah, I farted. And then she went, sorry, Nick, what was that? So I had to come up with a question that sounded like my fart.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, yeah. Have you... ever been to Prague? And she was like, oh, no. No, I haven't. And I said, good. I'll probably ask you again later.